A new documentary looks at the digital divide among public schools. Those that have access to computers and the internet, and those that don't. The film premieres this evening on the National Geographic Channel. At the heart of the documentary, a family in a Delaware County school district which struggles to find enough textbooks and seats for students, much less technology. For WHYY, Sarah Hoover reports.
When Rory Kennedy, the director and producer of Without a Net, The Digital Divide in America, tells people about the project, they figure she's talking about another country.
Say, oh, you must be doing that film in Africa or in South America. And I say, no, this is happening right here in our backyard. It's a far-reaching problem that we really need to get a handle on.
Kennedy was nominated for an Academy Award for her documentary, Last Days in Vietnam. In Without a Net, she spends a fair amount of time on Jamira Miller. She was a senior at Penwood High School in Delaware County during the filming. Miller has seen firsthand the disparity, having attended the more affluent Upper Moreland School District in Montgomery County for 2 years.
What I want from high school is just an opportunity to get a good education so that I can go to college.
Miller's parents are part of the lawsuit against the Pennsylvania Department of Education seeking equity in school funding. Almost every state, more than 40, are part of school finance lawsuits, according to the film. The Miller's experience in the William Penn School District is juxtaposed with Lower Merion School District, located just 5 miles away. Lower Merion is one of the wealthiest school districts in the Philadelphia region. Lower Merion High School is fully equipped with a robotics lab, 3D printers, and offers engineering, robotics, and architecture courses. In the film, two students wonder what it would be like to go to a different school.
If I were to imagine a school with no technology, that'd be a very difficult education.
We'd have a completely different life than we'd have completely different aspirations and dreams than we have now, because our hopes for the future are very technology dependent.
Verizon, which co-produced the film, approached Kennedy about making the hour-long documentary. The Millers watched a final version as a family, including Jamira and her siblings.
I was really happy. Like, they really explained things really well. Like, for people who, like, don't have any background knowledge about the situation, and, like, anyone can understand what's going on in our school and our nation and, like, how schools are funded. It talks about the importance of technology. Like, some schools will have, like, laptops, but they don't have internet.
Other school districts profiled were from Allegheny County in western Pennsylvania, New York City, and rural areas of eastern Kentucky, Alabama, and Coachella Valley in California. Jamira's mother, Jamela, hopes the film persuades the audience to act.
One of the main things that I will pull out the film is a call to action to our communities, just to say, like, America is failing. We're failing our students. And if we do not do something, if we do not force legislation, we're going to continue to be behind. We will not be able to compete globally.
Jamela and her husband, Bryant, both from West Philadelphia, grew up in the Philadelphia School District. But Jamela says the technology now is the same as back when they were in school.
I think we thought it was different now. I think we thought our nation had gotten to a place where it was better. And it was like, no, it's worse. So it's like, at what point are we going to come into the century that we're actually in?
Her daughter Jamira remained driven to succeed despite needing blankets in the winter when uninsulated classrooms were so cold it was hard to pay attention. She spent her lunch period in the computer lab doing supplemental work. Miller is now studying at Villanova University on a full scholarship. The 18-year-old says she realizes closing the digital divide will take time, but hopes it changes in time for her siblings.
I hope that my brother and sister would have an opportunity to get the better funding so that our school districts could afford more technology, could afford to just fix basic rudimentary things, like if you've seen the hole in the side of the building, just fix basic things such as that.
The documentary is a special selection at the New York Film Festival next week. For WHYY News, Sarah Hoover.